Hello.
Yes, sir, my friend.
Well, any late developments?
No, I... Look here, that's our chief. No, sir, the news was kind of quiet this afternoon.
Yeah, well, sort of a holiday and that sort of thing.
Yep, the only late development of any happy consequences that we rained out all the demonstrators today.
Well, they had a problem with
that. One of the blessings of a wet day, I guess.
Guess they're going to try their deal tomorrow now, huh?
Well, I was just reading a wire service story that said they called it off completely. But, they only got about 400 out.
It's a little less than 10,000, isn't it?
Quite a bit. 400 persons showed up at the Washington Monument for the rally. Nearly all of them were organizers of the ECPJ.
Yeah.
And they're holding march for the rebels tomorrow night.
Oh, well, that's fine.
But they sure didn't make much of a camera.
The thing to do tomorrow is to just troop them very gently. Don't have any incidents.
Well, you have a marvelous contrast tomorrow. I'm going to give you those Vietnam veterans who went back to Vietnam and civilians brought home and spent the summer rebuilding villages.
Right.
As civilians felt in the Vietnamese. Really a superb bunch of villains.
Good.
So that's kind of a nice quiet answer to these fellows without punctuating it too much. We have got some things started this weekend. I didn't mention to you today, but working on the Common Core, we discovered that...
Oh, good.
Remember, you mentioned that only a week ago.
Yeah.
We discovered that a number of their policy council members, the fellows that we have over the past 7 or 8 months, appointed to different jobs. So I thought we might have a rash of resignations that happened.
Can we get him to do that?
Oh, I think so. This fellow, Bill Everly, and Edrington.
Good God, Edrington ought to... he either does or he's out of a job.
Well, I thought I might get a little heavy-handed.
Yes, and Everly should, too.
And Fleming, Arthur Fleming, and Abram.
Perhaps.
But I think they overplayed their hand a bit. You know, after that vote, they commented that drawing the board of directors met and voted for censure. Albert Ford, which of course just infuriated the fellows on the hill, because who the hell are they to be censuring things?
Right.
So I think what I'm going to do this week is line up all of the people in the administration who have these ties with Alan Troy and get them to either resign, or if they have already resigned, get them to issue a
denouncing. Right.
Yeah, strong statement in that.
Good.
So we'll begin to cut into that front a little bit, I think. A little bit of heat out here, I thought. I was just noticing we've got some economic figures that will be coming this week. I suppose what you had said, there'll be some more retail sales figures, although they're a little bit confused because of some adjustments they have to make in several places. But then we also have the leading business indicators. And the consumer buying projection that comes with that. I haven't checked into what all of them are. I can believe that the leading business indicators, the last time I checked, Hal Thatcher thought that they would be up. If they are, I will make a little...
Even despite the market, huh?
Oh, yes. Yeah,
it's one of them, you know. It's down, of course.
That's right. Well, I may throw it up. That's up to...
Right.
Well, we'll see. If it's a good figure, we thought we'd
sure.
Have a little fun with it.
Okay.
Well, that makes it better back to your comparable. Kind of hoping that might be a good investment market here. One of the 7 or 8.
Yeah.
Back here in the day, something drifted along. Yeah, it drifted again today. 4 points.
Yeah.
But I think that's going to pick back up. I don't think that they get over the fear of liquidity in that area. That's going to catch hold for them.
Well, we're not going to worry about the market.
No,
but the other things are more important.
Well, as I said this afternoon, I think the way you're postured right now, President, you can pick that point. It keeps going the way it is. You're on the right side of the issue. I think that's the important thing. We've got letter from you to all the heads of all the local governments, urging them to spend the money that we've given them to the public service at this point.
Right.
And we've put up all the money in that.
Yeah.
The lowdown on it is in the hiring of the local levels. They just put a lot of communities that have
yeah.
the money. So a good level of you urging them to
right.
you know,
okay.
Once again, that puts you on the side of cutting unemployment.
Right.
So that's those kinds of things we wouldn't be doing, and we have a couple of buildings on the job for weapons systems. I think the public gets the idea that, you know, that we really care about them. Also, our road trips, by the way, have just been terrific. The economic road trips, we've now covered
yes.
about 2 days of the city. And I've been looking at the local press and our fellow gentlemen about this. They're in the same business now.
Good.
Local talk shows and
sure, that's good.
That helps, and it shows that we're on top of it. The plus, you may have noticed over the weekend, the Democrats announced a ruling against the TV contract.
On the court?
No, well, they haven't asked specifically for that, but now they've gone to the court to ask for a general ruling that they can answer you anytime. Just proves to me that they're dealing in heat, because every time we've had the momentum really going strong, they've started screaming about the Union TV.
Yes, of course.
And they made a hell of a fucking decision for sure. And the way that the TV can get rid of, they won't get it. We've got that area. That part of the law completely blocked out. The fact that they're asking for it is good.
Yeah.
I think that would be a good thing.
Well, okay. That's the figures. Don't worry about them this week. They may be down a bit.
Yeah. I think the deal is a good thing, but you don't have to worry about week-to-week figures that we used to do.
Right.
You're riding as strong as you are, if you can put that kind of a feeling of leadership, which is very, very strong. You don't need to put you to bed. You should worry about it a lot more than you ought to now.
Well, it helped, but maybe we'll go next month.
We'll be there.
Okay.
Thank you.